This is the Best of Daily Devotion series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
To be like Christ, we must condition ourselves to think the way Christ thinks. To charge our desires to be more like Christ, we need the power of that indwelling spirit, His indwelling spirit. The influence of faithful Christians, we need that also. The obedience to God's word, we got to have that also. And sacrificial service. Often, it is actually in the doing God's will that we gain His desire for it. We're in Philippians chapter 2 today, and we started on verses 12 and 13 the last time we were together. We never finished that, so let's get back to it again. Chapter 2, verse 12 and 13, Paul the Apostle writes, "Dearest friends, when I was there with you, you were always so careful to follow my instructions. And now that I'm away from you, you need to even be more careful to do the things that result from being saved. Obeying God with deep reverence, shrinking back from all that might displease Him." Verse 13, "For God is at work within you, helping you to want to obey Him and then helping you to do what He wants." So what's Paul saying in these verses? Well, he's saying that we must somehow save ourselves by our works? No. That we must be somehow justify ourselves by our efforts? That we must provide the basis of God's accepting us by our doing? Well, no, and absolutely no. Look, if we look at the context of this letter that we've been reading from the beginning to this point, is the Apostle Paul speaking concerning how somebody is to be converted? No, is he telling us how someone should be justified? No, he's not saying that either. Is he telling us how we're accepted with God? No, again. So again, what is he talking about? Well, he's talking about how Christians become more mature. He's talking about how Christians grow in godliness. He's exhorting people who have already embraced Christ, those that have already put their faith in Christ. These are already trusting Christ alone for salvation. Again, not faith plus works, not mostly Christ and a little bit of our works. No. They're wholly trusting Jesus Christ for salvation and justification. Now he's addressing them and he's saying, look, after all of that, I want you to actually grow up in grace. I want you to grow up to experience sanctification. I want you to strive, if we can use that word, for godliness. So the Apostle Paul is not talking about what we need to do in order to be converted or justified. He's exhorting us to do something to the end that would be more like Jesus. And that's critical if we are to understand this passage that is before us. And if we don't read it in context, gang, we're going to get out there and we're going to be into false doctrine. Paul's calling upon us to pursue godliness because God is at work in us for our godliness. Philippians 2:12 means that we are to be actively involved in the pursuing of holiness. We are to desire to be more godly. We are to work to be more like Christ because God is at work in us that we might be more godly. Because God is at work in us that we might be more like Christ. Paul's teaching is not that God accepts you and therefore no change is necessary in your life. Paul's teaching is not saying that God accepts you and therefore change is now possible in your life. Paul is saying that God accepts you, indeed. But again, Paul is not saying that God accepts you and therefore it doesn't matter how you live. That God accepts you, so you never need to worry about the fact that you're living like a pagan. And these ideals are very popular within the greater church today. Paul's message throughout all of his writings, but specifically here in our text, Paul's message here is not that God accepts you, therefore, who cares how you live? Paul's message is that God accepts you, therefore, you can change how you live. God accepts you, and indeed, change is an essential part of what He's doing inside of you as part of that great ongoing work of salvation. You see, we have been saved we are being saved and we shall be saved. Some of us think that our salvation was some momentary thing that occurred a decade ago, and there's really been no sign of it ever since. Change is not an optional part of God's plan. Over and over, the Apostle Paul, the Apostle Peter, and others will stress to us that change does matter, that God is in the business of transforming how we live.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.